Welcome, friends, to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com, reporting live from southern Ecuador today. My studio is nature. Don't even have a studio here, just out in nature. So if you do hear some nature sounds, that's where they're coming from. It's the real world, you know. And speaking of nature, we're going to talk today about a violation of nature. The FDA has now said that food companies can irradiate lettuce and spinach. I knew this was coming, folks. I reported on this. I did a show called The Food Irradiation Plot. And the FDA's effort to basically make the food supply deficient in nutrients to sicken the entire population so they all have to have pharmaceuticals. And the way they accomplish this is very evil, quite insidious. I'll talk about that on today's show. But let's get to the facts here first. The FDA has just announced that food companies can irradiate lettuce and spinach to destroy E. coli, of course, which has been a big scare recently. Now, E. coli, by the way, doesn't even grow on vegetables. E. coli comes from cattle ranches and pig ranches and chicken operations. It is a bacterium that is associated with animals, not plants. The only way it can get onto plants, into the lettuce or into the spinach, is if the lettuce farms are downstream from the cattle ranches. It's the cattle and the pork and the chicken that's contaminating the veggies. And of course, what does the FDA do? They blame the veggies. That's kind of the FDA's default strategy. Blame nature, blame the plants. Don't blame toxic chemicals or pharmaceuticals or animal ranching operations, basically the animal factories producing all kinds of crazy meat products. They want to blame nature, blame the plants. And instead of solving this problem at the source, which would be cleaning up the animal ranching operations, they want to sanitize the entire food supply by killing it. That's the FDA's default strategy. Kill the food, make it safe. Gee, do you feel any safer when your food is dead? I sure don't. But they want to do that to everything. Look at milk, for example. It is illegal now in many states to sell raw milk. Why? Because there might be something alive in there. Yeah, sure, it's called probiotics, folks. Something alive in there is not always bad for you. They want to kill everything in the milk. They want to pasteurize it. This is true of just about everything that the FDA allows to be sold. They want it to be dead. And now with the vegetables, they want them to be dead too. Now, they claim that this irradiation is not going to harm the vegetables. Right. Yeah. And microwaving doesn't alter the fat molecules, or it doesn't destroy phytonutrients in broccoli either. That's what they said about microwaves, isn't it? Of course, microwaving food alters it in a big way at the molecular level. Changes the molecules around. It destroys up to 98% of the anti-cancer nutrients in broccoli just by zapping it in the microwave. Well, the FDA was fine with that. And they're fine with this new irradiation as well, because, you see, the FDA doesn't see any difference whatsoever between live foods and dead foods. In fact, virtually all of conventional medicine thinks that there's no difference whatsoever in the nutritional value of live foods versus dead foods. And this is what dietitians are taught, by the way, and this is what doctors are taught, that a food is only made up of its calories and its macronutrients. Certain amount of fat, certain amount of protein, carbohydrates, sugars, so on and so forth. There's nothing in conventional literature or in the conventional medical schools that teaches doctors or dietitians or anyone in healthcare about enzymes and the energy of living foods, and the phytochemicals and phytonutrients that are extremely sensitive to heat and radiation. And you know, all the best medicine in the world is found in plants. Broccoli contains anti-cancer nutrients, so does cabbage. Every plant in nature is, in fact, a medicine factory. It generates its own antibiotics. It generates its own medicine. It generates its own cleansing nutrients. Plants do this automatically because it's important for their own survival. And when we eat those nutrients, we benefit from them. But those phytochemicals, or phytonutrients as they're called, are very delicate. And they can be destroyed almost instantly by heat and by radiation. So if you cook foods, you destroy their natural medicine. In fact, you destroy a lot of their proteins. And this is what Dr. Gabriel Cousins talks about in his many books, including Spiritual Nutrition. That's a good one. Another one that he just has out is called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. And guess what the cure is? It's going to a plant-based diet. Raw plants, not dead plants, not irradiated lettuce and spinach like the FDA wants us to eat now. You see, the FDA has no understanding of this topic, and yet, somehow, they're the ones in charge. It's like putting the patients in charge of the asylum. I mean, it's insane. If you want someone in charge of the food supply, it should be an organization that knows something about food, about nutrition, that at least has an understanding of the phytochemicals in foods and the important role that they play in protecting the health of the American public. But you see, and here's where the conspiracy theory comes in. And I don't believe any conspiracy theories except the ones that are true. And this one is absolutely true. And this is about the FDA's plot to destroy the health of the American consumers in order to serve the financial interests of their clients, drug companies. And here's the way they did it. And I predicted this publicly in a previous broadcast. You can listen to that on my website, naturalnews.com. Just go to the podcast section, find a previous show called The Food Irradiation Plot, and you'll hear me predict all this. I laid it out for you months ago. Here's the way they do it. First, the FDA intentionally allows E. coli into the food supply. They intentionally pull inspectors away from this effort, causing contamination of veggies, spinach, lettuce, peppers, tomatoes, and so on. In other words, they intentionally do a lousy job. Why do they do that? Because they want there to be an outbreak. They want the public to be afraid. They want the news to be talking about E. coli, E. coli, E. coli all over the place so that the public gets scared out of their minds about this relatively harmless bacterium, by the way, which I've eaten many, many times, and I'm not dead. There's, you're not going to die from eating this thing unless you have a compromised immune system, like many infants do because they're on too many vaccines and antibiotics, or elderly people because they're on too many medications. Normal, healthy people don't die when they eat a little E. coli. It's not a big deal. In any case, the FDA wants everybody to be afraid of it because they know that something will happen. What? What will happen? They know there will be an outcry. People will say, my goodness, do something about this. Do something. Protect us from E. coli. We don't want to be invaded by E. coli. Do something. And people write their representatives in Washington, and they call the FDA, and they say, pass a law that would protect us. Do something to the food supply. And then the FDA can do what it wanted to do in the first place. It can say, oh, okay, we'll come to your rescue. We will irradiate the food supply. And in doing so, we'll protect you from E. coli, that terrible evil bacterium that could be threatening your life right now. And the people will go, oh, thank you, FDA, for saving us from E. coli. And what the FDA never tells those people is, we also destroyed the phytonutrients in your food. You know, the ones that were preventing cancer, the ones that were keeping you alive, forget it. They're gone. They're destroyed now because of irradiation. That's what they don't want you to hear. Now, stay with me. We've got to take a quick break here on the Health Ranger Show, but when we come back, we'll continue this discussion about the food irradiation plot. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're talking about the FDA's food irradiation plot, which has just gone into effect. I'm talking right now. It has gone into effect. So The vegetables that you buy next week, or even tomorrow, could be irradiated without your knowledge. That's the FDA. Now you might say, well, wait a minute. The FDA couldn't be so evil as to do this. They couldn't unleash a wave of radiation onto the food supply, killing the entire food supply and depriving the population of nutrients they desperately need to protect their health. The FDA couldn't possibly do that. No one could be that evil. Well, need I remind you that the FDA is run by unindicted criminals? Yeah, that their clients are the drug companies, that it is actually in their interest to have the people of this country diseased. And in fact, the more people they can make sick, the more their customers are happy, because the drug companies can sell more drugs if people have more diseases. And you know, the FDA has approved many, many drugs knowingly that resulted in lots and lots of deaths. I mean, for example, Vioxx alone, one drug alone, has killed more Americans than the entire Vietnam War. That's no exaggeration. That's from the testimony of Dr. David Graham, chief drug safety researcher who works at the FDA. And he says in his own testimony before Congress, he says the FDA is incapable of protecting the American public. Incapable. Well, I agree with him. The FDA is a criminal operation. And they also don't know anything about nutrition. They don't even understand that there are phytonutrients in the food. They don't understand that these phytonutrients are very important to keep people alive. In fact, you know, a lot of Americans, these green leafy vegetables are about the only thing keeping them alive. About the only thing. Because they're living on diets of hamburgers and french fries and soft drinks and ice cream and hydrogenated oils, microwaved foods, barbecue, beef jerky breakfast sausage, white bread, sugary breakfast cereal, all kinds of stuff like that. That stuff's killing them. And every once in a while they have a salad or some coleslaw or something like that, and that's what's keeping them alive. They don't even know it because they really don't have any nutritional knowledge, but that's what's keeping them alive. And it's because of the medicines in these foods. The medicines are the phytonutrients. P-H-Y-T-O is how you spell that. Phytonutrients means plant-based nutrients. And it is these phytonutrients that are keeping these people alive. And without these phytonutrients, what happens? What happens to our nation? Well, I can tell you what happens. We're going to have a huge increase in the number of cases of cancer and diabetes and mental health disorders. We're going to have skyrocketing risks of heart disease. We're going to have more people with arthritis, with gout, you know, with kidney stones and gallstones and skin disorders and reproductive disorders and infertility. We're going to have that because of this decision by the FDA. This is the beginning of the end of American civilization. It really is. It's that big of a deal. Because you can't run a society, a free society anyway, when the population is diseased. And if you destroy the entire food supply, which the FDA seems determined to do, then how are you going to keep people healthy? You can't. We're becoming a nation of degenerates. Medicated degenerates. And don't forget, folks, that even though you might be the exception, you might be a very healthy individual, and my guess is you are if you're reading this or listening to this. But there are a lot of other people in this country who are degenerates, and I mean that literally, they are degenerating, and those people have the same power at the voting booth that you do, and they can outvote you 100-1 because there are 100 of those people for every one of you. That's right. There are 100 degenerates in this country for every one healthy, aware, conscious, intelligent person. And those 100 people vote just the same as you do. And that means that you have no future in a society, because when people can't make rational decisions about who to vote for anymore. I mean, gee, we saw that with the last couple of elections. And we're going to see it again in the upcoming election. Who are people voting for? They have no idea what anybody stands for in this country. They're just voting for whoever they feel emotionally attached to. They don't understand economics or the Fed or the banking system or the FDA or national debt or the importance of education or energy independence, any of that stuff. They don't understand any of that stuff. All they understand is they want a hot dog and a piece of bacon and a Krispy Kreme donut and a Starbucks coffee and a movie and a big home that they can't afford. That's what they understand. And they're going to vote for whoever looks the best. It's like a giant popularity contest, just like in high school, except it's now nationwide. And it's always the dork that gets elected, you know, the super popular guy who looks good but is absolutely clueless. That's what we're going to get as president again. And it all comes back to health because, you know, the brain needs nutrition in order to function correctly. And the FDA now, with this food irradiation decision, is making it impossible for people to get the nutrients they need to function at a high level of awareness. Because you can't function if your brain is deprived of the nutrients it needs. You know, you can't be healthy if you don't have the anti-cancer nutrients circulating through your blood. Eventually, you're going to get cancer unless you have those nutrients. And the FDA, you know, it has gone after all the herbs already. They've gone after the nutritional supplements. They've tried to outlaw free speech. And you've got the American Cancer Society trying to make people afraid of sunlight. And you've got all this fear-based marketing out there about trying to convince people to take pharmaceuticals and avoid natural foods. And now the FDA is going to take away your choice completely. They're going to say, You no longer have a choice to eat fresh produce. Fresh will now be virtually outlawed because the radiation is going to be the new policy. Sure, at first it'll be optional, but before long it'll be mandatory. That's the way these things always work. It'll be mandatory. They'll make everybody eat irradiated food. What do you think that's going to do to your body? Not just the fact that you are eating food that has had its natural medicine destroyed, but you're also taking in substances into your body that have been irradiated. You eat a salad, it might be like walking through Chernobyl. As hopefully it's not that level of radiation, but it certainly isn't good for you. Food was not meant to be irradiated before being consumed. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. It's actually a crime against nature, against humanity, to irradiate the food supply and then tell people that that's safe. It's not safe, it's dead, it's sterile. Safe food would be food that had all its nutrients intact. That would be safe. Food that's had its nutrients destroyed is unsafe. It's food that will cause disease, and that's the food that the FDA now wants you and your family to eat, starting right now. Yeah. Good luck trying to survive on that diet. Now, we got to take another break here on the Health Ranger Show, but stay with me. We'll come right back and talk about how the FDA wants to expand this to yet more foods. I'll be right back. And welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're talking about the FDA's food irradiation plot. And before the break, I promised to discuss the expansion of this policy. You see, the FDA is like a lot of government agencies. They have their agenda, and they know the public isn't going to swallow that agenda, and in this case, literally, when we're talking about foods. So they introduce it one little piece at a time. They hope to feed you little bite-sized regulations. And in this case, they're doing it with spinach, because, of course, they engineered the entire spinach scare by making sure that E. coli contamination happened. That was the FDA's doing, and I believe it was intentional on their part. They intentionally did a poor job protecting the food supply, just waiting for contamination outbreak to happen. And then they jumped in with this reaction. And this is the agenda they wanted all along, was to irradiate the food supply. They've talked about this for years. Now they're going to expand it. You see, it's not enough just to irradiate lettuce and spinach, because there are a lot of other foods that have protective anti-cancer nutrients and health-protecting nutrients, like broccoli and onions and garlic and other leafy vegetables, kale, for example, celery and so on. Well, these are all seen by the FDA as a threat because the FDA wants you to be malnourished and diseased so that you have to buy more pharmaceuticals from their buddies in the drug companies. So in order to do that, they're going to have to expand this irradiation agenda. Irradiating lettuce and spinach is not enough. They're not going to stop there, and they're already talking about this now. They're going to expand it to peppers and tomatoes and maybe even onions. Well, you can see where this is going, folks. Before long, it's going to be your broccoli, your cauliflower, your kale, your celery, your carrots, everything that you want to juice in order to get the anti-cancer nutrients out of it is going to be irradiated. That's their plan. And they are succeeding in this. They're doing it because the FDA is a dictatorship. It is a tyrannical, organized crime operation. It answers to no one. Did you vote for the commissioner of the FDA? Of course not. Nobody did. That person was put in there by appointment. Voters have no control. Did your lawmakers vote on any of the regulations at the FDA? Such as this food irradiation regulation? Do you have any influence through Congress over this regulation? Of course you don't, because the FDA is a tyranny. It's a dictatorship. It answers to no one. It follows no law. The FDA won't even enforce the law that has been handed to it by federal courts. I just did an interview the other day with Jonathan Emord, and we talked about this. He's the author of a book called The Rise of Tyranny. He's one of the few attorneys to have ever battled the FDA and won, and he's beaten the FDA 6 times in federal court, which no one else has done. It's virtually impossible to do. And he'll tell you that the FDA has become a dictatorship that is completely lawless. They answer to no one. And you can't vote those people out of office because they're not elected. And your Congress people can't influence them. Your senators have no influence over them because the FDA is its own self-contained, self-reinforcing monster. I mean, it's unstoppable. And that's why we got to really go in there and start making arrests. We got to radically reform that agency because it is now becoming the single greatest threat to the health and safety of the American public. The FDA is more dangerous to you than all the terrorists in the world. And that's not an exaggeration. The FDA is now going to irradiate your food supply. You want to talk about weapons of mass destruction? Bring in the FDA, folks. They're going to nuke your food. Even the terrorists couldn't have pulled that off. If the terrorists tried to do it, they'd all be thrown in prison and waterboarded. They'd be tortured at Gitmo for trying to, unleash irradiation on the American public. But when the FDA does it, oh, everybody says, thank you. Thank you for irradiating the food supply. Are you kidding me? These people are criminals. These people are terrorists. They're murdering the people of this country. They are destroying our people. They are irradiating our food. They are denying us access to the very things that nourish our bodies and our minds, and they should be arrested. They should be prosecuted for their crimes against humanity. That's what the FDA really deserves, the top decision makers there. They are criminals. And I just pray that I live to the day to see those people prosecuted in a court. It may not be an American court because there may not be any America after a few more years. But there's going to be some court, and we got to prosecute those people for their crimes against humanity. This is a criminal action to irradiate the food supply. It's like unleashing a dirty bomb across all the farms of America. It's like nuking the breadbasket of America, nuking the farms and the gardens, and then telling people it's good for you. Oh yeah, it's good for you now. Got a little extra radiation in there. Don't worry about that. They say it's good for you because it doesn't have E. coli. That's nonsense. Complete nonsense. So where will they stop? Is there any food that they will allow to be alive and fresh? Well, of course not. Why stop anywhere? They can claim they're protecting you from everything. They can require everything in the grocery store to be dead and sterilized. And that's probably what they're going to do if we don't stop them first. And this country will implode. We will go bankrupt on healthcare costs. We will have generation after generation of mutants running around this country, degenerate human beings who've lost their minds, have lost their health, their ability to fight off cancer. This nation will just implode. This is the beginning of the end of America. The FDA is destroying us, even as quickly as the economy. You know, the economy is in sad, sad shape in this country. You know, the dollar is collapsing. The economic policies of this country are a disaster. National debt is dragging us into a financial abyss. And on top of that, the FDA wants to make everybody sick and make everybody have sky-high health care bills because that's what brings in the profits for their buddies at Big Pharma. They want to bankrupt this nation. They want to destroy your health. And there's nothing that you can do to stop them. About the only thing you can do, really, is grow your own food. At this point, grow your own food. That's becoming the last desperate option for health freedom. I remember I used to say that, you know, the FDA could never outlaw broccoli because broccoli is a powerful anti-cancer food, and they could outlaw anti-cancer herbs and anti-cancer supplements and extracts, but they could never outlaw the broccoli. You could always go to the grocery store and get broccoli and eat it raw and prevent cancer or even help reverse cancer. And you know what? I was wrong. They can outlaw raw broccoli by mandating that it be killed. And when you kill the food, folks, you kill the people. And the FDA has now set out its plan to murder this nation by killing the food supply. The FDA is the greatest threat to your life at this point. Well, I should say the FDA and Big Pharma in conjunction, but the FDA is spearheading that movement. The FDA is it's so dangerous. It is so dangerous. If it were run by Chinese people, we would consider it to be a foreign declaration of war by the Chinese. It's that bad. You know, we go crazy when something comes into this country from China and it has a little bit of lead in the paint, but we don't seem to say anything when the FDA destroys all our food, irradiates the entire food supply. What's wrong with this picture? All right, we've got to take another quick break here. But stay with me. We'll come back right after this break with the conclusion of this broadcast. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I didn't even tell you the best part about this yet. We're talking about the food irradiation plot of the FDA. Now they want to irradiate the national food supply. How ignorant can you be? How short-sighted can you be? I mean, sometimes I think this country is run by complete idiots. You know what I'm talking about? Do they even think about the next generation? Do they even think about protecting life? Do they have any clue what they're doing? No, they have no clue. They are complete idiots. Now, here's the best part of this. I didn't even tell you this. Even though the FDA is now going to allow your veggies to be irradiated, and soon they will probably mandate it, they don't want you to know that the food is irradiated. It's their little secret. You see, they are going to outlaw the labeling of foods with little irradiation stickers. You see, they don't think that you should know that the food has been irradiated. In fact, they've already said that labeling will not be allowed. Now, wait a minute, where's this coming from? They want to irradiate the food, but they don't want it to be stated on the package so that consumers can make a choice. You know, maybe some consumers don't want irradiated food. Maybe some consumers want living vegetables. Well, the FDA doesn't think that you should be allowed to make that choice, because they think that providing that information would be too confusing to consumers who just can't understand the word irradiation. That's the FDA's official position. That's just a summary of what they said in a very long paper, about 100 pages, to say that. They don't trust consumers. They don't trust anybody with information other than themselves, and they control the information. They don't want consumers to know the truth about what's really in their food or what kind of processes their food has gone through in order to get to the grocery store. So picture this now. We've got this rogue agency, this criminal operation called the Food and Drug Administration, which is mandating the destruction of the natural medicines in the food supply, and then enforcing ignorance and censorship and taking away consumer choice by outlawing the labeling of those foods so that consumers can't even choose non-irradiated fresh produce. Imagine that. You know, if this wasn't really happening right now, and if I gave you that description and said this is happening, you'd think I was crazy. You'd think I was from Mars or something and describing some kind of weird sci-fi civilization where, you know, strange things take place and you know, like Nazi Germany, but projected 100 years in the future, like 1984, but modern day, that kind of scenario. You'd think I was nuts. But in fact, what I've described to you is happening right now. Sure, Google it if you don't believe me. Go ahead, Google it. Check out FDA food irradiation, and you will see what I'm talking about. This is happening right now. And they will not allow the foods to be labeled. So the FDA believes that you should be, one, nutritionally illiterate. Two, you should be completely uninformed. And three, you should be nutritionally deficient. Why does this serve the interests of the FDA? Well, I've already said why. Because it keeps people sick. And the more people are sick, the more pharmaceuticals they will need. The more pharmaceuticals they take, the more power and profits the drug companies have. And those are the people who run the FDA now, or I should say they strongly influence the FDA. The same people who work for the FDA will work for Big Pharma in the future and vice versa. It's all a big revolving door. It's all the same conspiracy, good old boy network in Washington. All these people padding their own pockets at the expense of the public. And this food irradiation is just the latest strategy, the latest little battle plan for them to accomplish that. So when I say this is the beginning of the end of American civilization, you know, remember I was talking about the aqueducts in Rome and how the lead was poisoning Rome? Well, now the FDA has done that to America. It is going to make sure that our population is poisoned to such an extent through radiation and through nutritional deficiencies that virtually no one can be healthy unless they step way outside the mainstream food supply. And this is where I want to focus right now with you. I want to give you some action items, things that you can do to protect yourself. Number one, you can start asking all your grocery stores and your Whole Foods and places like that. You start asking them which food is irradiated and which food isn't. You got to start demanding answers from these grocery stores. Otherwise, you're never going to get any answers, and they're just going to feed you irradiated vegetables. I mean, if nobody asks, then why do they care? So you got to ask. And then secondly, you need to raise the alarm in Washington. You need to contact your senators and your representatives, and you need to go to town on these people about the FDA irradiating the food supply. You say, this is ridiculous. You're going to irradiate the food for everyone because a couple of dozen immune-suppressed people died from eating E. coli? Are you kidding me? So you're going to kill everyone to save the lives of a couple of dozen people? It's ridiculous. You know, and probably those people who died were on pharmaceuticals anyway. Wow. Welcome to the natural studio here. So you need to take as much action as you can here and start raising the alarms. And then you need to grow your own food to the extent that you can. Now, I know that's difficult. I mean, in certain parts of North America, like Canada. It's really difficult because the growing season is so incredibly short. Well, what can you do? I say consider moving to a climate where you can grow more food and get good at gardening. I'm not joking. I mean, I'm gardening now. I'm growing my own food. For the past several weeks, I've been eating fresh food right out of a garden here in Ecuador. I mean, I'm drinking fresh produce every day. This is stuff right out of the garden. Broccoli juice, kale juice, spinach juice, lettuce juice, celery. And of course, it's all completely organic. Not a single chemical has been used on this garden. There's no irradiation. There's nothing contaminating this. That is a precious commodity these days, and it will be in the future. And you don't have to grow 100% of your food or even 50%. If you can just grow a small portion, just anything you can grow will help you, because that's the most nutritionally potent food that you can possibly eat. And if you can't grow it, then go to the farmers markets or the CSAs, which are called Community Supported Agriculture. Go online and search for CSAs and see if you can sign up for one. You can get fresh produce in what is almost an underground market. It doesn't go through the mainstream distributors, doesn't go into the grocery stores. It goes from the farms to you, and that's the way you want it, because then it's not going to be irradiated. It's not going to be pasteurized, and it's probably not going to be contaminated with E. coli either. You're going to have to go outside the mainstream food sources here, folks. If you want to protect yourself and get the nutrients that are supposed to be in your food, you're going to have to step outside the box now. The FDA has demonstrated that the mainstream food supply can no longer be trusted. The grocery store is about to become a place of death. Yeah, already most of what's in those stores will kill you or harm you. And the only safe places to shop in the grocery store are the produce sections. And now the produce sections are becoming compromised because of this irradiation issue. So the answer is to grow as much as you can, get it from food co-ops or farmers markets or CSAs, and help support those organizations at the same time that you protest against this mass irradiation of the food supply that's been put in place by the FDA. The FDA, the Fraud and Drug Administration, always committing fraud, always making decisions that violate the very things that they claim to stand for. They claim to be protecting the American public, and time again, their decisions just harm the public. Yeah, I know, we got to do something about it. There will be a time, folks, mark my words, there will be an opportunity, and we have to wait for it. And so keep reading naturalnews.com. Sign up for my email newsletter. Wait for the time when we can go in and we can use law enforcement and we can arrest these people and we can charge them for their crimes against humanity, prosecute them. And there will be a day, and we can make that happen. Right now is not yet the right time, but it will come. Until then, stay informed and stay empowered, okay? Eat as much fresh, organic, raw living food as you possibly can. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon.